Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies to TV shows that we're so obsessed with right now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen, and today we have lots to discuss, but today is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to our At Betches listeners.
Happy Thanksgiving back.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving back. What are you guys doing today?
I'm doing nothing today. I'm doing Thanksgiving on Saturday. So,
oh, wow.
You know, we're a little delayed here, but it's going to be good.
So it's a delayed...
So what are you doing?
It's just a dinner then.
For the Thanksgiving? For Saturday or today?
Today.
Nothing. Avi's sister's coming over. We have no real dinner plans.
That's not nothing. Someone coming over is like a whole mental hurdle for me to get over.
But there's no Thanksgiving meal like happening. Like she's just coming over in the morning like to say hello. What about you guys?
From New Jersey?
Yeah.
Just to say hello. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's, you know, not like literally hi and bye, but it's not a Thanksgiving gathering. It's okay. Like a
makes sense.
Drop by that's happening on Thanksgiving. What are you up to?
Does having a house make people, before we get into that, does having a house feel like people just like stop by and stuff, like for both of you? Like, is that kind of, because we have an apartment, no one's like popping into your apartment.
I think it definitely has made people pop by more because like, it's less important that people come like see your new apartment than I think that you're renting, you know, mm-hmm. that I think see your like new house. So it might be partially a function of it being new. And
I also feel more welcoming in a home because there's more space. Like,
yeah,
you don't want to like shove 10 people on like a two person couch, you know?
I don't want to like have people over. I'm like, that's like enough.
There's just like nowhere for them to be.
In the city, it's like, I'll meet you somewhere. I don't really want to meet you like here
on my couch
in my apartment. It's, yeah.
Right. It's also a little, I think, less relevant to meet someone somewhere in the suburbs. Like, we're like, you know, you're going to meet them like on Main Street, you know, although I did that last night, but with someone else who lives here in the suburbs. So it's not as weird. But yeah, I don't know. I think also like when you have an apartment and you have people over, it's like you take them on a tour and it's like, hello, here's the tour. It's my living room.
You just like stand and do like a 360.
yeah, exactly. There's like a place to take them on the tour when you have a house.
Are you tired of giving the tour at this point or no?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Although Avi's better at the tour. I'm just sort of like a little awkward. Like, I don't really know what to say.
Here's the room.
Yeah. I'm like, this is...
You're like Alexia Umansky.
Yeah. Like, except I do know what kind of marble we have. Just, that's not really part of the tour. That's like a little... That would be really weird if I started like giving those details.
It would also be weird if you were like, if you stated when your house was built. Like,
right. Right, exactly. And this wing was added in 2013.
Oh, and the taxes.
The schools nearby are amazing. Right. It's like, so
we just replaced the water heater. Just a few years.
You don't have to worry about the roof for another 20 years.
That's funny. Okay. Aileen, what about you? Are you hosting Thanksgiving?
No. Hell no. Okay. I am. My only responsibilities of Thanksgiving include picking up pies. I did not make. I'm very excited about that. And no, we're doing a big family. Well, Rusty's family is hosting like a big extended family. Like my sister-in-law's parents, my mom, my brother, everybody is coming together to this house.
That's exciting.
Yeah. It's a lot of people to host. It's a lot. Must be like also, I mean, I never thought about this growing up, but it must be like kind of an expensive thing to be hosting a real full holiday.
Oh, it's you guys don't get also how expensive like the summer is. Like every time we have people over, like my bill runs up like wild. Like hosting is so fucking expensive, but it's worth it. It's fun.
I'm sure. But like, yeah, I feel like that's part of the appeal of having a house is like having people over to
if you're not an introvert. Yeah.
Well, honestly, I actually think that the key is to either have like very few people over where like you're one-on-one with, you know, the intimate group, or to have so many people over that you can fly under the radar. Like, that's actually what I kind of prefer. It's like when there's more people, there's like a buffer and you can kind of disappear, rather than when there's like, let's say, eight people or six people, you are like a key piece of the guest ingredients.
I think six people is like the ideal amount of people for any gathering.
I like it.
Yeah. Anything you want to be with people, all six.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think an intimate gathering is like six people is like the best you could possibly have.
If you're hosting people that you like, yeah.
Yes. If you're, right. I'm talking about like more intensive, you know.
That this has become the Martha Stewart podcast.
My dream has been to, other than when she went to jail for insider trading, but when I was younger, my dream was to be Martha Stewart. Like, I have very strong memories of watching Martha Stewart in bed with my mom, like all the time. And I remember her like showing how to like do stuff to her house. And ever since then, I have been trying to become, I've been waiting so that I could have the house that I do the weird shit that she was doing then. And I'm going to do it this weekend for Thanksgiving. It's happening.
Do you know that she sells peacocks?
Like actual peacocks?
Yeah, like it was on the Kardashians.
For what?
How much does a peacock go for?
I don't know, but she sells peacocks. She has like a peacock farm and she sells peacocks. No, it was in LA.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was more into like, you know, the old school Martha. Like, here's how you like make a pie. And then when you're waiting for the pie to cook, she's showing you how to like prep your cookie cutters for Christmas.
Now there's like a billion Martha Stewarts on Instagram.
Yeah, but they're not.
No one will ever
Martha.
Be.
They're
the
not
OG.
Martha.
She's the OG.
It was the show. Homemaker. It was like the way she would like talk about stuff and have her set designed, and just it was vibe.
Yeah, no, I see that. I think it's like that's to me that's so far from like anything I'll be that I've given up on that.
That's
now
okay.
I just make fun of other people's decor. My Christmas trees.
That's good. That's good.
Instead,
those who can't do
roast.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning. And that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES. All right, let's talk about some celebrity news. The biggest headline, I think, in celeb news is the breakup, the official breakup announcement between Harry and Olivia. What do you guys think about it?
I think they broke up way back around the premiere of whatever the thing was, but they didn't want to say it then, or like someone asked the other person to like keep it under wraps until now when the dust from the movie has settled, because I think they like the hype of them dating or something around that. I think they broke up a while ago is basically my stance.
Do you think they broke up before all the stuff at the premiere? Or
they were clearly in a fight at the premiere.
Yeah.
But do you think that was the breakup? I kind of think that was the breakup and that they just didn't. They
just
pretended
like an ill-timed breakup.
No, I think it was because of that. I think it was like, I think they probably were like a little on the rocks and then that was like the final straw. And then they were just like, okay, but we're not going to say it yet until, like you said, it dies down.
A lot of the times, like these movies, when you see a relationship and they're like two people that are involved in the movie and the movie doesn't do well, a lot of the time they break up after.
Like Jaffleck and Geely.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes. And Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that movie, it was, especially when people feel like, I mean, I guess it makes sense if like the creator of the film feels like this is going to be their masterpiece and it flops. Like,
right.
That's okay. But then when they think that like their muse for this masterpiece is actually not so great, then they see them in that like failed light. This is my, you're like, I just made that up.
I think that's true. I think there was something with like Mother, the movie that Jennifer Lawrence was in.
Right. That.
Yeah. Right. And I remember reading that something was like, he like was like, wouldn't let it go. Like he couldn't stop talking about it.
Right.
When it didn't, like it got like terrible reviews, did horribly at the box office. And I think that he was like, it was like such a big part of him. And she was probably like, when they were like, all right, like let's move on.
Yeah.
And wasn't really working out. But I watched the movie since we spoke about it last week, now that it's on HBO Max. It wasn't like the worst movie I've ever seen, but it was definitely like quite formulaic and not that good.
Yeah, I couldn't, I watched like the first half and then I couldn't get into it. I was like, they just like went into it too quickly. Like they just went into the, like, I don't want to spoil it if anybody actually still cares, but they just went into like the flow being like all of the crazy shit happening way too fast. And like, you don't care about anybody's characters.
Yeah. It was just like very much like Stepford Wives with like an AI twist.
Well, they just spoiled it.
All right. Spoilers.
Famously spoilers go like after you end. Reveal it.
Yeah. I mean, if someone really wants to see it, they would have seen it by now.
You didn't really spoil it for me. And it's on my list of things to watch. I have a checklist, literally.
What's checks. On the next one?
Oh, do you want to hear the whole list? Okay.
No, I just want to know what's the next one.
It's not in order. Oh, okay. It's just random.
What do you think is going to be the next one?
I don't know. Probably Sex Lives of College Girls.
Oh, yeah. I watched that.
Yeah. There's a bunch of things. Did you like it? Sex Lives of College Girls?
I loved the first season. Like, loved.
What about this season?
Funny-ish.
Okay. Not promising.
It's funny-ish. Yeah, like maybe I was in a mood when I was watching it. I didn't like LOL.
Okay.
But it's good. Like, I like the topics a lot.
Okay. I'll let you know what I think.
That's my review.
Just back to your point about the muses and the couples breaking up. I wonder if like it's not only about just the performance of the like piece. It's the fact that the creator was kind of blinded by this person, this muse, in creating their piece. And that's why it was sort of like doomed from the start, because the thing they end up making is so wrapped up in like this person and not in like a greater point. Mm-hmm. And that's, it like almost is like a star that burns out too fast.
Right. I mean, I'm trying to think of an example of like a movie that did extremely well and the people were dating from it. Besides like the Kristen Stewart thing, which obviously like, that's like that wasn't
like
real.
Like Jon Snow and his wife. But neither of them made the movie. Made Game of Thrones.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're still together from there. There's like plenty, but I don't know about ones where the person, like there's like the maker, the creative leader, and then the
Maybe
one
the
that's
audience can weigh in. DM us if you can think of something.
Give us a 5-star review and write down in the reviews who you think like is like this. Yeah, so they're broken up. I also noticed that after the whole festival, premiere, that's the word, everybody was like talking about it, and then they like laid low, and then they did a few like stage going to and from the gym pics together.
Right.
And to make you feel like, oh, everything is fine. We like really put this up on a pedestal. We made all this drama out of nothing. It's all bullshit. And then they're like, okay, now is a good time to split.
Exactly.
But I totally believe
that.
They were not together.
Ever? Right. Or
no. Towards the end.
You mean never or just towards the end?
Towards the end.
Yeah. I totally agree with you.
I wonder if Harry will miss her salad dressing, which I made, by the way. It's great.
You did? You made the dressing?
It's pretty good. Mike made it. I showed him the recipe. He made it. Pretty good.
Clearly not the Martha Stewart, as you said.
Yes, I showed him the picture of the recipe that someone else took.
Guys, it's a very, very classic salad dressing.
I mean, like, it's good.
Yeah.
Classic for a reason.
Yeah. It's very much not, there's nothing that weird in it.
Can I tell you something weird that I've just recently tried?
What?
chocolate hummus.
Ew.
Sounds weird. Someone told me to try it and they're like, just try it. You might hate it. It's very controversial.
What do you eat it
but
with?
I tried it. I just ate it with a spoon.
Controversial.
Yeah, controversial.
Is it like chickpea-esque?
It tastes like...
Is it desserty?
I guess people do chickpea dessert-y. Brownies.
Yeah, it's like chickpea brownie batter, okay. Essentially. Okay. Like, it's so good. Like, you wouldn't dip it in cucumbers, duh. But like, you would...
Bread.
You would eat it like as a dessert. Almost it's like has a Nutella quality, but it doesn't taste anything like Nutella, obviously. But I'm not a huge fan of Nutella.
Would you have it with like a breakfast?
Potentially. Like, a breakfast, a dessert.
What's
it's
the brand?
It's really good. They all sorts of brands sell it. The one that I got.
They have one at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, there's a Trader Joe's one. I got the Cedars one.
I don't know if I want a whole, maybe the next time I come to your house when you have people over.
You're trying to cop some chocolate hummus?
I want to try it. I would try like a bite. I wouldn't be able to bring myself to purchase a whole one.
Okay, well, I'll give you a spoon.
We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bass, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Bass. I love my Bass. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about, having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my Bass allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Bass has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Bass has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Bass has your personal items covered. Right now, Bass is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches.
While we're on the topic of supermarkets, I actually encountered interesting news story this morning while I was scrolling at, well, the timestamp says 7:52 in the morning. Then I went back to sleep. I read a story and I screenshotted it just in case we didn't have anything good to talk about because it was so, it woke me up, put it this way, for a minute. And then I went back to sleep. Okay. So in the story, this was on the Today Show. A man returned a check made out to, you know, Haribo, like the gummies.
Yeah.
Oh, like they make like the actual like gummy bears.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like they're famous.
Not
huge
like
gummy
not
bears.
CBD gummies.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, like real, not, no, like
real
gummies.
Pure children's gummies. Gummy
yeah,
bears.
Like the most famous gummy
sure.
maker you
like
could
the
argue.
Bears.
Yes. So a man returned a check made out to Haribo for $4.8 million. Basically, he was in Germany and he found like a piece of paper blowing in the wind. And it was a check made out to the company Haribo for $4.8 million. So he returns the check to the company. And just, okay, if you were Haribo, what would you do for this man in return? I'm just like curious. Like how would you thank this person?
I'd give him some money.
I'd give him some gummy bears.
I wouldn't.
How many gummy bears would you give him, Jordana?
I'd give him, I mean, here's the thing. They
like lifetime
just
supply?
They could have just canceled the check and gotten a new one. This isn't like that big of a favor.
But you own a business, you know, that's like a little bit of a bitch. And then
it's
if you have to
annoying.
Cancel your
yeah.
$4.8 million
I'd
check.
I'd give them a year's supply of gummy bears.
Okay. Do you want to know how much they gave him?
They gave him repayment in gummy bears, not like financial, like.
They gave him 6 bags of gummy bears. They sent him 6 bags.
Does he like gummy bears?
I don't think
Was
anyone
the check
knows.
Stopped?
They then were able to like, get their check in time and like deposit their money.
Had they canceled it already?
Yeah. Was it stopped?
No. It was like a live check.
Okay.
Here's the thing. If it was a check. 6 bags.
6 bags.
Minis are big.
I'm assuming. I don't know.
If it was a check made out to cash, I could see they should give him a lot more money because he could have just taken it.
Okay, but we're not talking about money. You guys started at like a, you started Jordana at a year's supply. Aileen, you started at a lifetime supply. Oh, this company gave this man six bags. No,
it's absolutely insane.
The jumbo size bags or like the little
it just
movie
says six. It just says six bags. And regardless, that's not even like a full like wholesale pat like thing of bags. That's like, even if it were six jumbo bags.
Well, that just goes to show you there's no such thing as a selfless good deed. He clearly was, you know, the fact that it's in the news means that he was not, that he did it for a reason and he did not get.
You think he did it for a reason? I think he probably did it and then was like,
oh,
shocked.
I would. No. This guy picked up this check and he's like, oh shit, this company's going to be so happy. I'm going to return it and they're going to give me something in return. What if they gave me like a quarter of this, you know, like amount of this check and say, thank you so much.
Well, his reaction actually wasn't that strong. Like his reaction
was
just like.
But he put it in the news. What did he do?
I don't know if he put it in the news.
Companies don't care.
I just think I definitely am thinking about Haribo differently.
Well, it's funny. When I was living in Williamsburg, we got a huge box, like package. And I was like so excited to open the package because it was like so heavy. And I was like, what is in this package? I have no idea what it's from. So I opened it and it was like probably like 150 packs of holiday cards.
From who?
And it said my address or something. And then I opened it and whatever. And it was like, it was supposed to go, I guess, to the Dwayne Reed around like some Dwayne Reed in Queens or something, but they had accidentally sent it here. So I like called them, was like saying that, assuming they'd be like, just keep it. And they were like, okay, can you like go to the post office and like mail it and bring it in and mail? I'm like, no, like it's like, it's like extremely heavy. Like,
yeah. I'm
gonna, right. Like, yeah. I cannot keep it.
Like whatever. I'm like, I can like leave it downstairs for you, like in my building, if you want to like send someone to get it.
A UPS pickup. Yeah.
And they were like, okay, I guess that's fine. And that was like it. Like, no, like, thanks for like this missing box of cards that they probably would have sold for like an upcharge of whatever the wholesale, you know, price was.
Should have started a card business.
Well, that's fucking rude of Dwayne Reed, but it's also wasn't a check for $4.5 million. Like,
but they could have just stopped it though.
They could have stopped it, but if you're the company, if you were missing $4.5 million, you probably like that's a cash flow. I mean, I don't know what their total revenue is, but like that's potentially a cash issue, and it really makes their life way easier.
It's not a cashier's check.
No, yeah. I mean they need. Who knows what their, I don't know what their overall profit is. You know,
no,
I don't know
what I'm saying. It's not a cashier's check. So it's not like they don't take the money out to make the check. Like the check's just the check. And if it's deposited, you remove it, but then you have check insurance. So like if it is, then the bank fixes it, but okay, we're not going to get into the nitty gritty. Okay.
Regardless of the nitty gritty, I think that it should have been a year's worth of gummy bears. Yeah. At least.
I think that's fair.
I think like supply, how many gummy bears is this man eating in his
lifetime
life, you know?
Lifetime supply is just like, how can one even quantify
that? How can one quantify a year's worth? How many gummies are you eating?
Does he even want a year's worth? Someone sent me, I don't like gummy bears. If someone sent me a year's supply of gummy bears, I'd be like, what am I going to fucking do with all these gummy bears?
So many ice cream sundaes.
It's almost more rude that they sent six bags than if they had sent nothing. Like that, it's like, oh, we just send this guy who gave us our $4 million check and saved us a huge hassle.
It's a slap in the face.
Let's send him six bags of gummies. So I'm not saying, oh, they should have given him money. I don't really think they should have given him money, but I think they could have given him like.
If this happened to me, I would have like just Instagrammed it and laughed. Like I would have been like, this is some fucking joke. Like this is hilarious.
Well, this man in Germany, maybe he doesn't do that. Maybe he did Instagram it and laugh.
That's what I mean.
The Today
I think
Show
that,
picked
that's
it up.
Probably what it. Yeah. Someone who's creating
to
stories. Today
if you
show.
See anything corporate, just take it and run. I also had the Bollowaites. Do you remember the Bollowaites?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
For the audience.
You were just like giving them out of your like trunk of your car.
I tried to return those too. And they were like, oh, we'll send you a mailing. They were like, oh, can you print out the thing? I'm like, I don't have a printer. I'm like, oh, we'll send you the mailing package. And they just never sent it. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to like, I don't need 20 Bollowaites. So I just.
20 pounds.
Seriously. So I just gave them away. But
yeah, that was nice. I still have mine.
But I did try to return them. There was a thing with like, I think just to. out of a sense of like helping your fellow citizen, it is nice to attempt. But I think if you make an attempt and then the company doesn't immediately make it their problem, like they're still trying right. to make it your problem when you're Agreed. Trying to do something good and tell them that like they accidentally lost whatever merchandise or check.
Yeah.
And they make it your problem, then it's like, all right, now you could do whatever you want with it.
Totally agree. It's like they have all the resources to figure this out and you're trying to help them. So right.
And they're like, can you return the pack? Like, I don't work for you.
Right.
All right. What else has happened, guys? I feel like nothing really that exciting has happened. Like Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker broke up. Literally, who cares? Taylor Swift got all of the AMAs, literally all of them. She won six. There was like, it was a funny picture where she was trying to hold all of them. So like, good for her. Good for her. And it's cool because she won it for like the album that she produced, right? Reproduced herself, Sammy?
Yeah. Her version.
Her version. Yeah. I love that All Too Well 10-minute version. So good. And then there's like nothing else that happened.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, extra dark brews, sours, hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Should we talk about White Lotus? Because I know, Sammy, you're itching.
Yeah.
Really quickly,
I did watch an additional couple episodes of The Crown. And from our last episode, I do feel like even in the two episodes I've watched, Charles is redeemed a little bit. You know, I just watched the one where he starts that organization for like kids or whatever. And like the phone call with the sexting.
I mean, I think they portrayed Charles like probably the best portrayal the man could hope for.
It's still just, like fairly negative, I would say, but fair.
That's just Charles for you. You know, just Charles.
Right. But like a hot version. Yeah, I finished it. Did you finish it?
I did last night.
I didn't yet.
I thought it was interesting how it ended with.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
Okay, with like pretty much nothing.
Yeah, it was just, yeah, exactly. It ended with like the message of the show, you know?
But there's going to be another season, so we'll see.
Right.
So let's talk about White Lotus.
Okay. There's one thing I want to talk about specifically, and it is those men who showed up to hang out with Tanya.
Okay.
And I think there is something not right. I think there's something like sketchy about that.
Deaf.
And there's a few reasons. One is that so the older guy, like Quentin, who starts like telling Tanya that she's like so fabulous. I just thought it was very weird, A, how they like just like walked up to her in the hotel and were like, you're amazing. You're so beautiful. Like all of a sudden, that was so weird. Second, he has this quote nephew that like has a very different, a seeming upbringing, like way less posh and wealthy than him, which I think would be very weird coming from right. England, where things are like much more stratified socially. And then I also think it's weird that they showed up as soon as Greg left. So I don't know.
The husband.
I just wanted to discuss this group of people. And I feel like they're the most interesting to me at this point in the show.
Yeah. I definitely think there's something off with them, especially as like the styling of the scene when he's like telling the story of that like one woman
who wouldn't sell her house.
And then like got murdered. I thought it was really weird though that Tanya suddenly transformed into this other person. Like I was trying to, she seemed like more sad. Sure, she was saying she was so down, but she came off as really ridiculous in all other episodes of White Lotus. And in this episode, she's just like, I didn't even.
Chilling.
It was less, she was just like introspective. She was calmer. She was like just, her voice was different. Like I just felt like it was like a just completely different person. And I'm a little bit confused by it.
She was far less ridiculous.
Yeah. And to me, that doesn't make any sense because you would have seen that side of her a little bit, just a little bit in other seasons or other in the other season or earlier episodes of this one. But suddenly she's just acting different in a way that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I agree with that. I didn't understand like how she went from being like sort of almost seeming like she was like pilled out all the time to almost like a coherent person.
Unless there's like some sort of mystical, magical thing happening, like with the tarot reader. Like we still don't know what the tarot reader said, that she was like so worried and stressed
out. If you speak Italian,
do. Yeah, can someone, I don't
You think they're bringing in like magic to the show?
No. Well,
there is a sense of, they are trying to hint to like, not like we're not in Harry Potter, but like
like some superstition,
sort of mystical things. Like when they keep panning to the head thing.
Statues.
Yeah, the statues.
Yeah, it's weird.
But that's just more like cinematography, I think. Not like, oh, it's actually.
No, I think it's like trying to tell us that something eerie is going on in this hotel.
I feel like if last season was all about like classism and how it is playing out, you know, that was sort of like seemed like the theme, like class wars to an extent. I feel like this season is about like gender. Sexual dynamics or yeah,
I think it's gender
dynamics.
Yeah.
Is what I'm gathering. And that's probably not that hot of a take, but I think it is interesting to see, especially with like the younger people, like what's her name? The assistant. Like
generational gender.
Generational. It's and like even men and women them. Though, like with the, like he's too nice. And then like,
yeah.
Aggressive.
Like, and relationships. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like even the whole thing about like between the sons, like the family too.
Yeah.
Like, that's interesting. Like what's his name? Christopher is like between. The two.
And even the sex workers as well.
I love Mia.
Okay. I hate Mia. I think she's so annoying. Like, what a moron.
She's so funny.
Oh, she's so dumb. I want to scream at her. Like, I actually find her character to be so fucking annoying. I think, oh my gosh.
I feel like she's annoying, but like in a way that's supposed to be entertaining.
Oh, I did not find it entertaining. I found it stupid. I'm like, actually, are you dumb? Like she runs all the way down.
She is dumb.
No, but like in a way that's like, how did you even get this far?
I mean, her plot seemed like just very dumb. Also.
So much dumber than like was believable to me even.
Like, I think it's like ridiculous on purpose.
But it didn't feel that ridiculous that it was ridiculous on purpose. It just felt like she was actually so stupid. Like she runs all the way down to the beach club to ask Lucia about, or Lucia?
Lucia, you, yeah. I think
Lucia
she is
about
dumb.
About the pills, but she doesn't walk like two more feet to make sure.
To clarify.
Right.
It's like you go all the way there and you're just gonna
I think the
it.
Point is that she is dumb.
But that's too dumb.
I believe it.
Why? It's like you ran all the way there and then you're just, so that you wouldn't just give this guy random
that's
pills.
That's just like, that's just like an exaggerated plot. Like not everything in this show is realistic. It's just like an exaggerated part of the plot to show that like this girl is a little stupid and like clearly she is.
No, but she's like way dumber.
She doesn't actually think this guy who's like a fucking piano player is going to have all these connections.
Yes, she does.
Well, then why is she sleeping with
us? That's why she's dumb.
That
in reality, like if you were her and you were smart, you would like, this guy's a piano player in this bar. He's stupid. Like, obviously he doesn't have connections in the music industry to make me famous. Like, if you were smart, you wouldn't like go and sleep right. with
no,
him.
No, but like, she's smart enough to run down to the ocean to ask, but she's not smart enough to like,
you don't need
just get the answer about the Viagra.
I just like her because she's like so intriguing. Like, she's just really cute and like dumb.
I find her like not cute, not dumb, annoying only, and like not enjoyable. Like, I liked the scenes that she was in, but I wish right. she wasn't ruining that.
So what are they trying to do with like the new Armand? What's her name?
Oh, Valentina.
Yeah.
So right. I wasn't expecting her to like hit on Isabella.
Yeah, that was, I'm not that really sure.
I don't think she's hitting on her. I think
thought she was.
I thought she definitely was. With the gift?
I think that she doesn't know. I think this whole thing is about like female friendships. And she doesn't know how to have a female friend.
Oh.
I assume. Like, so she, this woman, Isabella comes up to her. And she's like, I want to be like you. And she's like, wow. My God. Like, because so, she's a loner. She doesn't have friends. She eats by herself.
Right.
She hates like attention from men.
I thought
maybe
that was
she's gay.
Yeah, I thought it was like a gay thing because she
was a gay thing.
I thought
too.
She was just like, this is how, like, I'm going
to be friends like with
this person.
She was like yelling at those men for even speaking to her.
And also the way she like was like looking at her and after she bought, like she heard that she likes this gift from this really nice store.
Right.
And then she goes and buys her this thing. Like it was, I felt that it was like definitely very sexual.
Maybe she thought that Isabel was hitting on her.
I thought it was weird when Christopher Moltisanti asked them where to buy like jewelry for his wife who's not there. And the woman in charge is just like, I don't know.
So. Yeah.
Like, no, yeah,
she's like,
down.
She's like, I don't know. Like, what kind of service is that?
Yeah,
well,
that was
just
weird
because she was like obsessed with having really good service in the hotel. And then right? for that question,
I mean,
she's
mad
like,
at him. She hates men. And she was mad at him because like he asked to like bring the sex workers.
I guess that's a possibility.
As guests, but it's still bizarre.
Right. Can you imagine like in right. a really nice hotel? You go up to the person who's like running the place and they're
that
like,
that to me is like
know.
An exaggerated part of the, like the acting the same way as like Mia not going a few extra steps. Like that to me is the
no,
same.
No, but like Mia's
the
thing is a, like a plot hole to me. It's like, you're going to make her that, like that is impossibly stupid.
Why is
she
there a church
knew
in the hotel?
To run down a lot of, I think it's probably because it was a converted, the hotel's a converted monastery.
It is a Four Seasons, by the way.
I know, by the way, I booked a refundable 3 days there. I was just like, I have to just see.
When?
And in May.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
I was like, a White Lotus like groupie.
Yeah.
I just like really wanted to see it. And then I started Googling the hotel and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just
I mean,
book it.
Very
it's
nice.
Refundable. Why not?
It does
and,
look nice.
And it was a converted monastery. And I think, honestly, I actually think that's pretty common that there are churches and hotels in Italy and places that are like converted from a previous place right. because they actually had them. And like, why would they get rid of it?
Right.
It's cool.
One other weird plot point also is like when she's like, we should hang out after breakfast. Like, they just never come up with a time.
Yeah.
Well, they probably had each other's numbers.
If not, why wouldn't, if that was the case, why wouldn't he like text her?
Right.
I think like, they did. I think they probably did. And then I think they just didn't show that they texted.
No, I think that
it
was just
to
like
meet down there.
No, I don't think so. Cause she just didn't, she just completely didn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't he said they agreed
to meet in general.
In general after, I think cause it wasn't clear. She just kind of forgot she told him.
Oh, I assumed they had each other's numbers and were like texting.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Newly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Newly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Newly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Newly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Okay, we can go back to talking about like what's wrong with this like group of men.
Oh, yes. Right.
That guy is such like the most quintessential douche. Like right. The way that he speaks without moving his teeth. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Isn't he like he's like Harry Jowsey kind of.
Kind of.
That's who he reminds me of.
Right. But he's so clearly that character to juxtapose.
Yeah. The other one being a nice guy. Yeah. And also really funny. Was when she goes, yeah, he's like, I wore my cute underwear for you. And she's like, why did you shit yourself? I thought that was really funny. But yeah, it's a little exaggerated. Like this whole thing is really, you know, and then they have that like battle of like who hooks up with who at the end of the bar.
That was fun. That was fun. I loved that.
I felt bad for him.
I felt bad too.
I know.
But now he's... like it's gonna get wild.
I thought it was so funny when they were like Portia was saying to Harry Jowsey, like you know, I feel bad, like, and then Harry Jowsey's like, oh, he's having a good time, and they like show like the two of them all over Albie, and then it cuts to Albie being like, I go to Stanford.
Yeah, I went to Stanford.
It's like she doesn't know what Stanford is. Like she right. doesn't care. She never left Palermo.
I know. It is my dream to go to San Diego.
And then, like, not much, I guess, on the Aubrey Plaza plot.
No, really. She found, what do you mean? She found the condom.
I know, but I feel like it's very out of character that she wouldn't be like,
I didn't get that either.
Oh, what's this condom?
I think
what
they're
the
trying to show that they're both changing. Like, but pre-vacation, she would have confronted him. Right. And maybe pre-vacation, he would have told her. But he also would never have gotten himself in that situation. But he didn't do anything.
He might have.
But when she was like, what happened? Who are you with? If I were him, I'd be like, paranoid that she knew. I wouldn't just be like,
same.
Why do you ask?
Same. And right. I'd be like, you were right. Cameron is cheating on his wife. He made us like drink with these hookers all night, whatever. He probably wouldn't say sex workers all night. And then he fed
Molly. Why wouldn't he tell her?
Right. He would tell her. And then he had sex on our couch. That's
I think he's like intrigued by like the lifestyle of being this like really rich shithead. And she's intrigued by like the lifestyle of being like, having your own life, like the way that Daphne does. That's what I'm getting.
I don't really
get that.
I don't really get that she's...
Because she was like, we don't really play games, but maybe she's like intrigued by the games because clearly right, what they maybe. Are doing is not working. Like he won't... She tried to be like all sexy after his run and he didn't engage.
He wasn't interested. Yeah.
So like maybe she's thinking about... You know, oh shit.
That's true.
Well, I do think it's interesting that you think Thanks. In the beginning that she is the one who's like bitchy and aloof. And then it becomes that actually like, she's the one who kind of makes an effort in her relationship.
Right.
And he's the one who is turning her down.
Yeah, it seems like he doesn't like her.
Right.
It's like right. more so than it seems that she doesn't like him. It
Which
feels
is
like
what you thought in the beginning.
Right.
Yeah, he's not very loving.
He doesn't even say like any nice thing to her, like ever.
He's very boring. He doesn't say anything interesting to anyone. Like, he doesn't say anything interesting to Cameron either. It's not like he opens up to Cameron, really.
But he did look like he was having the time of his life jet skiing. So
yes. Only jet skiing, though. Not, you know.
So we'll see. Interesting. Interesting vibes. But at the end, she did leave the condom out and put it on the right. bathroom counter.
We'll see, I guess.
Subtle.
Do you think that those men are trying to con Tanya?
I do.
Like, steal her money. Maybe Greg's going to come back and save her.
Or
he's coming
hired
back.
Them to do it.
Oh, interesting.
And that's why he was so mad that Portia came.
Sammy, this is I never heard this theory before.
I think there's something not right about that.
You would think if he was going to leave that he would be happy her assistant was there.
Right. Right. And if he doesn't like her that much, he'd be happy.
And
her
maybe that's what is like the tarot card reader was going to predict that like she's going to be betrayed.
Like a very bad man, she said. Didn't she say something like that? Like
she said he's in love with somebody else. With
a beautiful woman, not you.
Yeah. But didn't she say like, she had the devil card.
Yeah, the devil.
So far, I feel like I prefer last season to this season.
I prefer this season.
Oh, I like this season.
Really?
Yeah. I think Mike White, the writer, I think he probably like got better.
I don't know. I like the other seasons.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think this one's like tighter.
To me, it's like a little bit more anxiety ridden. Like the last one I thought was a little bit more like.
It was slower.
Campy or
something. It was slower, but also that one was so ridiculous too. In the beginning, the woman like has the baby. She didn't know she was pregnant. And then they don't like revisit that.
I enjoyed like the pineapple sweet thing. That was like a recurring theme.
Yeah. It was definitely just a little bit more subtle, I think.
Yeah, it was more like Office-esque.
It was
maybe it's 'cause that guy too.
But except with the exception of the scene where he was just like eating that guy's ass.
Yeah. Well, that got like really absurd towards the end.
Yeah.
But
well, also like you said, it was about a different thing. It was about like class rather than like sex. So it just kind of has a different vibe.
That's true. It's a lot more sexual, definitely season.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Which makes sense for the topic. But anyway, I really like it. I get very excited for Sundays. And that is my favorite feeling to have when I'm like so excited for like an event to watch.
Same.
With people.
You have people over?
To watch it?
Yeah.
Like they want to come.
Okay. I'll probably not come in from Manhattan to watch. I'll feed
chocolate hummus to you.
just back to that early combo about, you know, having people over.
It all comes full circle. You can make a pot. I guess that's why people do potlucks, to make it less intensive for the host.
Less expensive.
Expensive and intensive.
And labor intensive. True.
Yeah. If you're like, you got to like go buy all the shit. You got to like cook it. You got to clean up. It's like
a lot of work. Should we send someone to the Caymans?
We shall. Who? Who?
Haribo.
The company.
The gummy bear company.
Yeah, the company.
I'm down.
All right, that's fine.
Let's send them.
Yeah.
Bye, Haribo.
Bye.
Although we should really send you to the Caymans since you're already pre-booking hotels. Why?
Why? So she can buy timeshare at the Four Seasons?
Yeah, I feel you'd be a good timeshare salesman for the Four Seasons, probably not for random Cayman Islands.
I would be a horrible timeshare salesperson. I'd be like, do you want me to pay for this timeshare for you?
It's fine. I'll stay a couple nights. You stay one night. You wind up buying it for yourself.
Just pay me back for free. Don't worry.
Pay me back with no interest.
Don't worry. Well, okay. So who's going, Sammy?
No,
Haribo.
And you know what? And also the people from Thanksgiving who were actually the bad guys, which was the colonial settlers.
Yes.
There you go.
Who gave the Native Americans smallpox.
Yeah, you go to the Cayman Islands on Delta Comfort Plus and sell timeshares.
No plus, just comfort.
Just regular economy.
You're the last boarding group.
Boarding group four, whatever.
You're sitting in the back, no reclining seats.
You know what? They can't even go on Delta.
You can't even pick your seats because you have basic economy.
You're going on Spirit.
All right.
Fuck you. All right.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. And that is it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Aileen.
You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
And follow me at Sammy. And please leave us a rating or review and follow the show on Apple or Spotify. And we will talk to you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Picot, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.